following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Jay and Maria from Wendy's.
With a whole new way to eat the way you want for just $4.99.
Jay, why are you in a box?
I'm making a point that when you order at other places, you feel boxed in by limited combos.
I see.
But now at Wendy's, you're free to pick two. Any new premium half-size salad and one of seven tasty options to go with it, like an apple pecan chicken salad and a chili, both for only $4.99.
Great, so come out of the box.
Can you open it for me, Maria? Maria!
You know that it's real.
At participating Wendy's.
And I'm in a box.
The Sears Automotive Center knows that when you get your car back from the shop, you don't want to feel like you've been taken for a ride. That's why the Sears Blue Automotive Crew offers Price Match Plus to get you the best price guaranteed. Through October 7th, hurry in for hot buys on Goodyear tires. Save up to $60 on a purchase of four. Plus, go to searsauto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $19.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. We give you behind-the-scenes access as Doug tells Daddy that he will not be in studio today.
When I was 15 years old, I lost my mother and my father in the same month. 12 brothers and sisters, I was the youngest one, but they were all looking up to me. Now, I wasn't ready yet either, but they needed me. Your team needs you tonight. You're the colonel. You're going to command your troops tonight. You understand? It's twins right, 48-0 read.
Let's go. That's why we call him Big Daddy, and the guests know that it's
good to be on with a Big Daddy.
Also, I wonder what Doug said when Daddy asked about me talking on the show.
You don't need to hear him, he's unimportant.
Doug may be out of studio, but the Doug and Daddy Show rolls on, so let's kick it to Big Daddy, Tony Davis.
Great to have you along with us, Christmas Eve edition. Doug and Daddy Show rolling at you. Barrett with a new promo with the big guy out. Well, he calls me the big guy. He's kind of the big guy in charge.
Way back in the day.
Yeah, way, babe.
When we had the summer, you know.
Appreciate
it. It's happening all the time because that's when Doug's gone.
It's one thing. We had the summer, didn't we? If that's all it ever was, we had the summer. Hey, great to have you along with us today at Christmas Eve. I hope maybe you're new to town. Maybe you're in Hastings doing a little shop and came across our radio station. It's a little show we do every day here on ESPN Radio between 11 and 12. And, you know, we got a few listeners out there. We get a few guests from time to time, including Pro Bowl rider J.B. Mooney, who did our show early in the week, did Good Morning America yesterday. Mike Eckler, Jared Crick.
He had his priorities straight.
Well, we appreciate that, and we appreciate getting a buddy of ours, Greg Shea, president of Tri-City Storm, to sit in for Doug today and take us through this Christmas Eve edition. Welcome, Greg.
Good morning. Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, you know what? Great to have you in studio. We'll just start off, and we won't talk a half hour about the Tri-City Storm, but pretty exciting. I don't think they wanted this Christmas break right now because they're playing so well, and I guess the paper's writing about a coach extension, and you know they made some trades here early on, but they're rolling.
Let's play.
That's right.
I think that was the feeling. Certainly the team went on the road, and you're right. We're not gonna spend an hour, maybe half hour. No, just kidding. Your listeners are all. I got Shay on there. We have to overhear the storm. A great end to the first half of the season, or close to the first half of the season. And people might be sitting out there going, well, you know, they're 11-7-4. Is that a great first half? You know, if you look back the last couple of years, we take that in a heartbeat. We won the last three games before the break. And really, the Friday that we lost back on the 10th of December to Dubuque, Dubuque right now, maybe the best team in the league. So, and that was a one-goal game, albeit at home, and we're losing the game. I think our guys feel pretty good, and you're right. I think the break, they'd rather kept on playing, but it's a long season. Guys will get back on Monday, back on the ice Monday night, and right back at it a week from tonight.
Now, it's pretty obvious. Christmas break comes, and you're from Minnesota, or you're from New Jersey or somewhere. You go home. These kids that are from overseas, do they get an opportunity to actually go home for Christmas and spend the holiday with their family, or are they here?
In our case, outside of a Canadian player or two, it's not anything we really had to worry about. But, yeah, most of the time, if it's a European, they're generally going to be here. It's really a decision then of the family back in Europe if the time allows and the travel allows for them to get back home. But, yeah, most of our players, with the exception of one player, all left after that game from Chicago, all flew out of Chicago back to wherever home is, and then they will all be flying back in Monday to either Omaha or Lincoln, and we'll coordinate their transportation back to Kearney. And like I said, back on the ice for practice at 9 o'clock Monday night. And, you know, your holiday vacation's over. It's time to settle in for the second half of the season. I was telling someone the other day, we're a preparatory league. You know, we're working these guys to get ready for college hockey. We play at least double the amount of games, if not more, than a college hockey player plays. And with college hockey and college sports in general having this, you know, this break where you completely have to be off the ice or off the court.
Moratorium.
I like to think it's almost a break once they get to college because of the endurance and the time spent in practice and in games is albeit the competition and everything gets ramped up to another level. It's still an unbelievable commitment. That's why you see some of these guys, their bodies break down in the second half, just because they're not physically ready for that kind of challenge. But for the most part, yeah, our guys, they enjoy the break just like anybody enjoys the break, even if they've got the momentum on their side.
You know, this was a young team a year ago when we started this rebuilding process, and to come as far as they came in that 1 year, these guys are, a lot of these guys are still around. And I think your body matures, and that helps you be able to withstand the endurance of the second half. I think when you're first new to the deal, okay, yeah, our bodies aren't used to this. We're not close to this. But a year older, we got to think that this team could be for real when it comes to playoff time.
Absolutely. And speaking of that, we've had to send some players to other leagues. We've had to make deals to send players to other leagues only for the fact that, not because they weren't good hockey players, that they weren't physically ready for the challenge, and they were a hit away from being out for the season. And so we've already made some of those changes. And you're right, this is a team, I know the core fan out there has watched the transactions. We've taken the veterans from last year, Rick Pinkston as an example, and built our team around those kinds of guys, and added a Christopher Holden, a veteran goaltender who's even got some experience in Canadian leagues, and then we filtered in all these other veteran USHL players. This is a team with the guys we have back last year and the transactions we've made with other veteran players. I certainly like our chances in the second half of the season. Saying that, I've never seen parity like we have in this league. You look at the standings, you look at the team that's in last place, eighth place in our division through 20 games. Des Moines is 10-8-2, and I wouldn't count them out. I mean, at 10-8-2. So, it should be a lot of fun. We play an up-tempo physical brand, and I think for most people out here, even if they're not a hockey fan, they like that style.
I think a lot of people that have been maybe to one game or don't go to hockey games on a regular basis have saw the changes that you've made to the arena, and Kirk Brooks has invested a lot more money back into it. The suites, the people still have Christmas parties going on. I know you guys have suites available and can do some neat things out there. The suites were extended out so people are outdoors. You can really feel the excitement of the game more than when you were enclosed in there. They got TVs in all of them. It's just some great additions to the that the owner has chosen to invest in this team.
Kirk Brooks is really, and I've said it before, I'll say it again, best thing that could have happened to the facility at that time. Continues to. I just left the facility to come to the radio station here this morning, and we've got guys working today because we have got another project. The second floor, which has kind of been the VIP room, is completely getting remodeled. And it'll be a nice banquet space or meeting space. And this was a project that was going to be put off until next year. And Kirk and I kind of debated, and Kirk said, you know what, we need to pull the trigger on that. Maybe from a business standpoint right now, it doesn't make sense, but let's do it. So we've got guys working today because we want that project finished. And if you've ever been on the second floor, it's very industrial looking. It's where some of the office space is in the second floor suites. You're going to come off the elevator, and it's going to be a whole new room with flat screen TVs, a place that we can host pregame parties and things like that. We're excited about the changes and the changes that are still coming, like this change that's being made now. And it's not just about the hockey. It's about other events that are coming up the rest of this year that we want to prepare for, one of which is the Fort Kearney Conference Boys and Girls Basketball Tournament coming to our place the first week in February. We want to be ready for those types of events besides hockey that we put our best foot forward and give, whether it's an entertainer or in the case of the high school basketball tournament, those student-athletes, the best experience and the best facility that we can put out there for them.
Now, I think a lot of people, when Kirk took over this team, thought, Drew Shinnick, boy, he's never been in this league. We got trouble. What's Kirk just obviously just, he's in Vegas and stayed up too late one night, and where did he find this guy? Well, it's been pretty successful, and Seth Blank wrote a great article in the Kearney World Hub yesterday about him, Kirk, saying, hey, we're working on an extension. This is a guy you want to keep around.
Kirk Brooks, first off, I should say, is a hockey fanatic. I mean, clearly a hockey fanatic. He eats, sleeps, drinks, breathes hockey. He watches game. When we play a game, whether he's at the game or not at the game, he downloads the video and watches it two or three times before the next game. He loves the fact that he has the ear of the coach to be able to say, hey, this is what I see. Drew has the final say. But Drew understands that the good of that is here's a guy who will invest, provide resources, and actually knows what he's talking about as an owner. I mean, he's just not an owner that likes to weigh in. He actually knows what he's talking about. Didn't play hockey growing up. Actually was a football player and a pretty good one and a pretty good basketball player back in his day. Grew up in Denver, went to a big high school in Denver. But, you know, living in Denver, there was always hockey. And then he was out on the East Coast, got to like hockey even more. The point being is that he saw and drew and the fact he knows everybody in hockey. Everybody knows Kirk. Kirk knows everyone from pro to college to juniors, because he hosts a number of tournaments out at his facility in Las Vegas. He puts on his own what it's called the Las Vegas Showcase, and he brings in all the top 15, 16-year-old athletes that are out there in the United States every summer. And what coach doesn't like to go to Las Vegas during some part of the year? And then Kirk has a big, you know, party for everybody and really knows how to cater to these coaches. So all of them know him. A lot of people said, this is a guy you need to become familiar with. Kirk already knew him. He already played. He was playing basically out the string of his professional career for the East Coast Hockey Las Vegas Wranglers. Kirk had a suite at the Orleans Arena in Las Vegas, was very familiar with Coach Shinnick, at that time player Drew Shinnick, liked him as an individual, knew that he was aspiring to become a coach, knew that he had to learn the ranks of junior hockey, but coming out of the as they say, the bush up in Canada, you know, way up in the sticks, knew that the roots were there for a great hockey coach, a great foundation for us. And he's easy to work with, and he's a player's coach. And I think that's in any sport, that's applauded.
Now, we had a junior team that was the Las Vegas Storm, I believe. Were they just here?
Yeah, that's actually what they call a midget level team. So those were 16-year-old athletes. Some would like to say it's a farm system for the Storm. Certainly, it's a nice resource that we have. It's the highest level of what they call midget hockey. Before you go on to play high school or junior or whatever the case may be, you really have a choice there, depending on what you're aspiring to do or what your ability allows you to do. But yeah, we just had some of the top team. We had a team from the state of Washington here, and we've had teams from Colorado Springs and Texas. And we've got the Las Vegas team that Kirk also owns. And
see, that's the one thing I like about hockey is you can still say, you know, for God's sakes, don't call it midget baseball in the summer. Now we're offending midgets all over. But in hockey, hell, it's midget hockey.
It's midget hockey, yeah.
Let's go.
Midget. Is that why they dropped that? I always wonder why they dropped
that. No, it's juniors and seniors. It's not, you know, there's no more midgets.
It's really added a lot of confusion for me.
I think it's added a lot of confusion
for
everybody.
I was a midget, and
perhaps
still might be.
People could argue that. Greg Shane joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show, sitting in for Doug today. He's off with some family. Hope you're enjoying your holiday shopping. You pick up the last few gifts. Later in the show, we're going to be joined by Rustin Dodd. I got a chance to catch up with him a little bit earlier. He's from the Kansas City Star. Talk about the Zach Greinke trade. And I think if, you know, we have the Royals on right here on this radio station. And so many people grew up, if you grew up on a farm here, that's what you did at night. You listened when you were irrigating with Dad. You turned the radio dial. And, yes, it wasn't this radio station at that time. Some nasty thing called 880. I don't know if people have heard of that station, but it was all over the airwaves, and you heard that. And Denny Matthews every night. That's what you listened to when they were good, when George Brett and when you're growing up. It's a different Royals team. They keep saying they're building for the future.
Back when you couldn't tell the difference between Denny and Fred on the air. They sounded the same. I'm Denny Matthews, and I'm Fred White, and we sound exactly the same. They had to be one of the biggest networks, I think, out there because of this Midwest coverage area with outside of the, this is pre-Rockies, obviously, where you didn't have the Rockies, that kind of got into this market like they do today. The Twins, not so much. Maybe a little bit of the Cubs. It was the Royals. I still today, this is maybe the one thing we share of anything, is that we're Royals fans. It pains me, like we had this conversation when you first walked into the studio. Briefly, we talked about this trade, and look at Milwaukee's fans' response. They've sold over 1,500 new season tickets because they're excited about this pickup that they've got, and normally they would sell maybe 400 season tickets in the offseason. The offseason just started. I mean, they've got now until April to sell more tickets. And the Royals, again, give another good player away. I still listen, but I don't listen with the excitement that I once listened to. They haven't even broke my heart that they're going to do anything at the beginning of a season.
Right. That's exactly right. It pains you because the strength you thought was, okay, we've got Greinke. If we can build these guys, if Kyle Davies just takes another step, improves to a quality three guy. Hochaver lives up to that number one and becomes the guy that maybe many people thought he could be. We're going to have a pretty – your one's gone. Now those guys fall down, and I'm not sure anybody looks at Luke Hochaver as like, oh, man, when we play Cliff Lee, we got a great chance with Luke Hochaver on the mound. I mean, there's not the Bulls butting heads when your one goes against their one. It just doesn't have that feeling. And Rustin Dodd will talk about that. He's been following the story since last Sunday when it broke Sunday morning. And I started getting text messages from buddies that know we're Royals fans and just shaking,
So they're still on the airwaves. And I still listen. Well, it just seems like by the end of May, 2 months into the regular season, you're going, wow, here we go again. I mean, and there's nothing to get excited about in the off season. You hope for some miracle that they jump out and have a streak and gain some kind of momentum, but it just doesn't happen. And now I don't see it happening at all.
We go to the Dent Popper inbox. Mark from Minden chimes in and says, Merry Christmas to you guys, everyone at the station, everyone that listens to these knuckleheads every day. I think that means Doug and I. Safe travels.
When was this, by the way?
This was today.
Today.
Yeah, right. Maybe it's a shot at you. Safe travels to everyone out there, and have a great new year. Thanks for the email. You shoot them anytime. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperStation.com. Or call us on the phone lines. We're open most of this hour at 888-455-3776. We'll take a short break. And when we come back, Merritt, we'll delve into the NFL a little bit. Just a quick synopsis. There's something I want to get to. We'll be back after this.
With a slightly sweet yet tangy flavor, Hole in One Farms dipping and glazing sauce is so thick it even clings to wings and fries. Try it on meat just before you take it off the grill, or pour it on meatballs and cocktail weenies. Maybe use it to glaze a meatloaf. If it gets the Hole in kids to the dinner table on time, it'll work for yours too. Ask your grocer where they stock the Hole in One Farms products. Click on the Hole in One Farms link at kkpr.com for the Hole in One story.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over.
The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
But not for golf, for Indian Head's winter lunch and happy hour specials. Just hang out by the fire and enjoy one of Indian Head's delicious lunch specials Wednesdays or Fridays. Or a happy hour special Monday through Saturday. Make a good old Nebraska winter day an Indian Head Golf Club day. 4100 West Husker Highway in Grand Island or online at IndianHeadGolf.com.
College football's bowl season on ESPN Radio. With the fireworks these two offenses generate, it might as well be 4th of July rather than Christmas Eve. The Tulsa Golden Hurricane are 5th in the country in total offense, while the Warriors from Hawaii sit at number 8. Whose offense comes out on top? Find out in the Sheridan Hawaii Bowl. Hawaii and Tulsa.
Christmas Eve starting at 6 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll have mainly cloudy skies for your Friday forecast. A slight chance for snow early, a dusting. Northwest winds a bit breezy and a high near 30. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Right now, 27.
Remix all the Christmas carols, then I'm playing for you. Yeah. I tell them all I want for Christmas is 2 gold front teeth and 10 karat diamonds on a fat gold wreath that I can wear around my neck. Get money and respect. Tell Santa Claus to bring a $10 million check so I can spread a little cheer. Fly a couple lids, eat a little chicken, drink a couple beers, kick back and just chill like I'm playing with you.
That goes out to Doug on this Christmas holiday. Who is that?
Ludacris.
That's Ludacris. So he's going to eat some chicken and drink a couple beers and bring a $10 million check so he can fly some Lears.
True story.
Lears, Doug. For people that are really white, Lears is a jet you fly around if you got a lot of money. Do you like the traditional?
No, I'd like a Lear.
You'd like a Lear.
We have a guy who I seemingly replaced. Derek's on the phone.
Oh, Derek, what's going on?
Big Daddy, how you doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Pretty good. I figured I'd chime in a little bit. You're about to talk some NFL football. But first, I've got to, you know, I saw you out and about last night. I hadn't seen you around for a while. You started to get a little emotional, wanted to give me a hug. It got a little awkward, but it was good to see you. But on the NFL, buddy, my Bills, they're turning the corner a little late, winning a couple of games. But I'll tell you what the shining point of the Bills season was this year. Knocking Brett Favre out of the NFL for good.
You've been on this for a while now.
I have. And you know what? That hit that injured his shoulder that will hopefully, ultimately, be his demise in the NFL. I've just been giddy for several weeks about that. So, yeah, your boy, Brett Favre, done. If he decides to come back next year, he is out of his mind. Can send some more texts to other sideline employees and stuff like that. But good talking to you, Daddy. Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas, Merrick. You guys have a good one, and be safe this holiday season.
See you, buddy. We recognize that voice. He's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, our buddy Derek.
Yeah, and I didn't know that he felt that way about Brett Favre.
Oh, all right. Last year. Well, see,
I know I'm a Vikings fan.
No. It has nothing to do with the Vikings. It's just I'm coming back, I'm not coming back, and it just goes on and on. The saga, I think, is what he's most sick of. But all last year, when he was putting up the numbers he put up, which killed Derek because I could refute the stuff. After this year, I think a lot more people are starting to side with Derek, saying, you know what, maybe he lost Sidney Rice this year. Maybe he still had Adrian Peterson run the football. You still had Percy Harvin out there. Brett Favre was night and day different from last year with the statistics he put up to this year, the statistics he put up. When we went to break, we were just talking to NFL-wise. And you can give us a call if you've got one, 888-455-3776. When you start this NFL season, there's players that emerge every year. Now, I think if you're Derek and you're a Buffalo Bills fan, C.J. Spiller. Well, everybody knew, okay, we've known C.J. Spiller was a playmaker at Clemson. Whatever.
Stevie Johnson.
Steve Bears. Johnson. a player that came from absolute obscurity that is now a household name, whether you're an NFL fan in Pennsylvania, Florida, Texas, North Dakota, Nebraska, California, that now you know that name. And I think Danny Woodhead is probably as close to the top of that list as if you threw out another name and you said Peyton Hillis. Okay, fine. He'd be right up there too. But Danny Woodhead, for what he's gone through, and maybe the Hard Knocks deal brought a little bit of focus to Danny Woodhead before, so people started to know his name. But you get traded in the division, and then to do what he's done, good for him.
He got cut. He wasn't even traded.
Well, yeah, he got cut, yeah.
Well, and the timing of the TV appearances have just been tremendous for him. I mean, that everything has lined up, and I often wonder, is it a bigger story to us because we're here and the fact he grew up in North Platte and is it something that people that resonates across the country? And I think you might be right just from listening to the announcers. There's not. They love it. You can tell. I mean, maybe love is a little strong, but they really like when he's on the field. The fact that he can catch the ball, what he does. Blocks some of these guys. I mean, they center some real attention on him when he's on the field. They know how big a story it is. So I do think it resonates with a lot of people. You're right. I've now become a Patriots fan overnight just because I like watching him.
Well, you go back to you watch the game day, and it doesn't matter what show. Everybody has done a piece on Danny Woodhead, and ESPN's done one with him, Brandon Tate, Wes Welker, and Tom Brady's, making sense. It's fun when the star guys like when the little guys are, and you say little guys because they're 5'8" playing in a Giants league. And they're having some fun with it, and different people are getting attention. Maybe Arian Foster is one of those names, the running back from the Houston Texans. I think a lot of times these names, Lewis Murphy, I think is a name out there that people would recognize now where they wouldn't have known before. But there's a lot of them out there that emerge every year. But I think Danny Woodhead, and you mentioned the story that's going around YouTube, and they had it on MTV last night about him getting into a Boston sporting goods store for
posing as a salesman, a floor salesman, and he's got the name tag on that says Dan, not Danny, but Dan, and he's trying to pull customers over to the Patriots memorabilia area and specifically asking if they would be interested in a Woodhead jersey, and none of them can recognize him out of uniform, and just the reaction of some of the customers to him. Not knowing he's Danny Woodhead, but the one specific that I saw was the customer comes up. He pulls the customer over. The guy's kind of looking at the merchandise, and Woodhead pulls the jersey off the rack, and he said, "What about this Woodhead jersey? How about this guy?" And the customer responds, "He's small," and he walks away. But I know it's a great story, and just stuff like that. They obviously know. They know what they've got. He's reacted to it. I heard him just the other day on this station on the Jim Rome show. Yeah. Just across the board, the media have really picked up on this story and have carried it.
I think it's, he shows up trying to make the league minimum, which is a nice salary for anybody, roughly $1,000, $485,000, something like that. Now all of a sudden, the contract extension where you you can get $3.1 million. You didn't know if you were going to make it. Bill Belichick, say what you want about the guy. He's not the people person that smiles and yucks it up and has a good time. Matter of fact, he looks miserable.
He does look miserable.
I mean, it doesn't matter if you're up by 30 points or down by 30. I mean, the guy looks like somebody's driving a stake through his foot. Whatever. He has done more. Ben Jarvis Green Ellis? Maybe that's your name you didn't know before this year. Who? I mean, you look at those tight ends, Hernandez. Yeah, you got a new kid from Florida in. Great. Thought he would be a nice player. He's kind of another receiver out there. Wes Welker, Danny Woodhead, Brandon Tate are your three receivers. And Woodhead plays kind of multiple position, but whatever, as far as catching them. Who? I mean, they're 5'10" or less, and they're doing what they're doing. And I think if you had anybody from Pro Football Weekly or any of, if you had Terry Bradshaw on right now, you say, who's the best team in the NFL? I think hands down it's the New England Patriots after last month. And they're doing it with somehow with these guys that are diminutive.
One man doesn't make a team in any sport, but Tom Brady is just amazing. And his leadership, they're riding him. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, you hear about the communication between him and Belichick and even the incident in the locker room at five games ago, yeah, where Belichick called him out, but Brady took it right out on the field and guys jumped on his back. I mean, he does it on the field, he does it on the sidelines, and you're right, with a cast of players that most have never heard of.
Well, he does it with his help from Complete Nutrition. That's pretty obvious. They're better to serve the Tri-Cities right now because they've opened a new store in Grand Island. It's just north of Gordman's, right off of Highway 281. In Kearney, just north of Sun Mart, North 2nd Avenue, they've got it all for you. Whether you're looking for weight loss products, whether you're looking to put some muscle mass on, they've got it for you. They've got trained professionals that do it every day, and they do it very, very well. You maybe want someone to give you a little energy drink that doesn't give you the downer that a lot of the energy drinks do. Ask Jeff and the gang at Complete Nutrition or call them 338-1348. That's 338-1-FIT. Or in Grand Island, 382-8663. Speak to a consultant today or go to CompleteNutrition.com for more information. Complete Nutrition wants you to have a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We're back after this with Rustin Dodd of the Kansas City Star.
Wait a minute. You might think this is too good to be true. A two-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Two-year, 100,000-mile roadside assistance package. A six-month, 6,000-mile comprehensive warranty. A 30-day exchange privilege. First oil changes for free. And the finest service center in all the land. It does sound too good to be true, but it's not, because it happens every day right here at the Midway Auto Group in Kearney. With all that Midway has to offer, you might think they couldn't do more. Well, they did, and it's their gift to you. Right now, during this Christmas season through January 1st, when you buy any new Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, or Jeep, or Midway certified pre-owned vehicle from the Midway Auto Group, your maintenance is free for all of 2011. Listen, that's 12 full months of service on them. Find out more at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep or Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac or online at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Well, on mainly cloudy skies for your Friday forecast, a slight chance for snow early, a dusting. Northwest winds a bit breezy and a high near 30. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Right now, 27.
See, I think Doug could probably handle this, Merritt.
I don't know.
We're going to get that Ludacris deal back out because I want to hear that one more time. It really puts me in the Christmas spirit. My buddy Lumpy from Bertrand has chimed in. He was dancing with his shirt off.
Well, understandable. That's the only way to do it.
Well, he's dreaming of a Lear and a $10 million check and eating chicken and drinking some beer.
Where do you get that chicken, though?
Well, you go to Troutman's Quality Meats. Whether it's chicken, whether it's smoked turkey, whether it's a prime rib, you still need for your holiday table. They've got it. Troutman's Quality Meats, certified Angus beef. They're aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. Summer sausage bacon. They've got the cheeses. They've got the meat trays all for you. Troutman's Quality Meats. Please, please, folks, you stop by and see the Green Mountain Grill. You don't know what to get for dad. Dads are tough to shop for if they say, I don't need anything. They need a Green Mountain Grill. They've got the pellets for it, plus domestic and imported wines, including Nebraska wines, Max Creek wines, Max Creek Winery and Vineyard in Lexington, new Nebraska wine from Superior, Nebraska, and now available Superior States wine as well. Troutman's Quality Meats, folks. They want to wish you the very, very merriest Christmas and a happy new year. Now, Russ and Dodd from the Kansas City Star. Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show, Christmas Eve edition here. Doug, of course, out and spending some time with the family today. I'm holding down the fort by myself. We're 5 days removed now from a blockbuster trade in Major League Baseball. It's not many times you can say a blockbuster trade in Major League Baseball involving the Kansas City Royals, but when you're talking about a Cy Young winner in Zach Greinke, I guess you can call it a blockbuster trade. Rustin Dodd from the Kansas City Star joins me right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Rustin, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show for your initial visit and look to catch up with you again in the future, hopefully.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for having me.
Rustin, what was the initial reaction in Kansas City if there was a big outpouring of support one way or another for this trade?
Well, I think there was a little bit of shock just because of the nature of it being so quick and happening overnight. And, you know, people kind of woke up on Sunday morning and Zach Greinke had been traded. But I think overall it was a lot of people understood it was probably going to happen and that it was coming. So I think that took away a little bit of the shock value.
I think part of the frustration, at least I feel being a Royals fan, is we keep hearing about the process, and it's year after year. Are we getting closer to seeing any of these players we hear about?
You know, I think so. I mean, they talked a lot in the past about 2012 as being the year where they're going to be almost entirely homegrown players in Kansas City. And then this year, I think you're going to see somewhere between 3 to 5, young rookie-type players make their debut in Kansas City, guys that could be part of the future, guys like third baseman Mike Moustakas. They'll probably be the first one, at least the first position player. He'll probably make his debut sometime in the early summer, maybe in the first week of June or so. And there'll be some young pitchers up, too, some young relievers that they like a lot, and some other young starters that have a chance to be part of the rotation in the future.
Kansas City Star's Rustin Dodd joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show this morning. Luke Hochaver becomes your number one pitcher you send out. That's got to be a huge concern as they start this season, is it not?
Well, it definitely is. I mean, he's the number one in name only. Right now, I think the key for him is just being consistent and even getting up to the point where he could be a serviceable number four. I mean, he's looking at about his third full year in the big leagues this year. He's been up and down for about 4 years. So the key for him is just to be consistent and really to prove that he can even be part of the rotation in the future. I mean, they got so many young pitchers that they're going to have to start weeding them out. And really it's up to him to be able to post an ERA somewhere in the high threes or low fours and prove that he could actually, be a serviceable major league starter. People talk, he's got great stuff. Even some people talk that he's got, true number two, number three stuff, and that he can be, dominant on certain days, but he sure hasn't proved it, at least not consistently.
Russell, what do we know about the players Kansas City got? I know the one kid had a heck of a year, although it was Class A ball, which leaves me shaking my head. How you engage that, you know, as far as a major league level, I don't know. But what do we know about the rest of these guys?
Well, you know, you look at Escobar and Kane. You know, Escobar and Kane are both 24 years old. Kane will be 25 on opening day. Escobar was number one prospect in the Brewer system heading into 2010. And so a lot of people think that he, you know, could potentially be, you know, the shortstop of the future in Kansas City. He's got a, you know, great glove. You know, was a rookie last year, did not hit very well. Kane, on the other hand, played about 40 games and did hit well in Milwaukee. But, you know, he's just making his, you know, first full season of big leagues this year. You know, you look at those two guys, basically what you got is two guys that could potentially be, you know, average to above average everyday players, not stars. And then hopefully you got Jeremy Jeffress and Kyle Odorizzi, the two young pitchers in the deal, and they could turn it maybe, you know, into a solid deal for the Royals. So that's the hope, I guess. But really what you're talking about is guys to kind of blend in with what they have, guys that fit with the rebuilding project, not necessarily guys that will be stars.
Rustin Dodd joins us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Rustin, when you look at this team, does Alex Gordon fit in with this team?
That's a great question because they've got a lot of outfielders now, and they're going to have to figure out what they want to do. They've got Kane that they probably want to play in center field. They just signed Jeffrey Francoeur. He's going to be in right field. They've got Melky Cabrera, who they just signed. You don't know what he's going to do. And now they've got a lot of young players. They've got Gregor Blanco and Jared Dyson in center field. They've got Mitch Meyer still, who can be a fourth outfielder. You know, it wouldn't surprise me if they went and dealt another one of those young outfielders, and Gordon would be one of the prime candidates. They haven't really, the Royals, that is, haven't really mentioned that they want to do that. And I think they still are interested in Gordon for the future. But definitely this is the year where it's either make or break time. He's either going to prove that he can be even just an average major league player, or I think he'll be out of Kansas City pretty quickly.
Has ownership taken a stance with Dayton Moore? They went one way or another. Are they still fully supportive of what he's doing?
Yeah, I think so. You know, David Glass hasn't been, you know, in the public much in the last year.
Right.
But I think the key for them right now is that, you know, this is, you know, we're going to stand by Dayton for the next year and a half, 2 years, and that he, you know, we're going to see this youth movement through, and we're going to see what happens in 2012, 2013, and I think that's where it's at right now.
Rustin, we clear up $13 to $14 million in cap space for the next couple of years here with Greinke being gone. Will that allow them to go out and get a name pitcher, get somebody in there to be the face of this pitching staff if you don't want to go with Luke Hochaver as your number one?
Well, they're definitely not going to spend any more money this offseason. So I think what you're looking at right now is basically this is the rotation for 2011, and then you've got those young guys. Danny Duffy is a young left-hander. Pitched in Double A last year. Everett Kiefer did the same. They've got a couple other young draft picks, and then you know they're going to go with those guys. And I think really that's all you can hope for. They've got two or three other young pitchers that will be in the mix in 2012. Guys like Mike Montgomery, John Lamb, guys that are really highly touted. You know, some of the top prospects in baseball. But as far as signing a young pitcher or signing just a free agent pitcher, I think maybe you could think about that for 2012 or 2013 to kind of support what you already have. But I think this year, and it, you know, the record and the numbers are going to speak for themselves because they're not going to be very good. But that's not, you know, I don't think that's in the plans for the Royals at all. Although I will say Bruce Chinn, who did pitch, you know, 130
for
the Royals last year, he's still in the mix. I mean, he's a free agent. He wants a multi-year deal. He's not getting it right now. The offers have been few and far between for him in this offseason. So there is a likelihood that maybe he could be back and pitch in this rotation. But I think that would almost be the only other option besides maybe a veteran guy for something like a, you know, a one-year deal for a couple million dollars. You know, the name that you might be familiar with, but you might not be, you know, just something like that.
Well, interesting stuff. On Christmas Eve, just that last little paragraph you said makes me want to pass the eggnog right now, because it's going to be a long, long offseason, I think, and a long, long year for these Kansas City Royals. And, hey, we're huge fans. We're an affiliate here. We just want a winner, and I think that's all Kansas City wants. And I think maybe it had not been totally in the offseason with Christmas and so much other going on, there probably would have been more backlash to this deal with getting rid of Greinke, because I thought he was the hometown boy that, you know, came up, and he was the face of this franchise.
Yeah, he was, and, you know, it's just, there's really no good way to spin the trade other than, you know, what's been said about the future. But it is disappointing in one instance because, you know, Zach Greinke was a homegrown product.
Right.
And, you know, he had said in the past that he was interested in staying in Kansas City long term. He liked the small market nature of Kansas City, but really he just wanted to win. Now, you know, people can talk about him potentially, you know, not being motivated the last couple of years and being bored and kind of checking out, and they might have a case for that. But, you know, he's out of Kansas City because he wanted to pitch for a team that was going to win in the short term.
Yeah, he seems to be good at everything he does. Or you talk about golf, he's good at that. Everybody says whatever he does. Will he hit the baseball?
I think he will. I mean, I think you'll see him right away. I think he's already one of the best defensive pitchers in baseball. And I think, I mean, he could probably, you know, I'm no expert on hitters,
right,
or pitchers that can hit in the National League. You know, I don't keep follow that too closely, but I would think that he would instantly be one of the top 10 hitting pitchers in the National League.
Hey, Rustin, we appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Look forward to catching up with you again, perhaps during spring training, and continuing the relationship. Have a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You too. Thanks for having me.
Well, there's a little Zach Greinke taco. Hopefully that really cheered you up for the holidays. He's gone to the Milwaukee Brewers, so buy your brewer gear today, I guess. Hey, you think this is too good to be true? A 2-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, 2-year, 100,000 roadside assistance, a 6-month, 6,000-mile comprehensive warranty, 30-day exchange privilege. First oil change is free, and the finest service center in all the land. It does sound too good to be true, but it's not, because it happens every day right here at the Midway Auto Group in Kearney. With all that Midway has to offer, you might think they couldn't do more. Well, they did, and it's their gift to you. Right now, during the Christmas season through January 1st, when you buy any new Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Midway certified pre-owned vehicle from the Midway Auto Group, your maintenance is free for all of 2011. Let me repeat that. Your maintenance is free for all of 2011. Listen, that's 12 full months of service on them. Find out more at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep or Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, or online at thinkmidway.com. Midway is a better way. Back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
The cracked pipe inside the wall, the broken water heater in the basement. No matter where the water damage begins, one phone call to 1-800-SERV-PRO will bring it to an end. Because when it's your home or business that's been damaged by water, you don't just want your things dry, you want your life back as well. So when water damage strikes, don't let a smaller bid lead to bigger problems later. Make the right call the first time to the cleanup specialist trained to make it like it never even happened. At 1-800-SERV-PRO, fire and water cleanup and restoration. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
You make promises in life. When you get married, have kids, buy a home, you make promises to take care of the ones you love. Auto Owners Insurance promises great service, and we delivered, again. J.D. Power & Associates ranked Auto Owners Insurance highest in customer satisfaction with auto insurance claims 3 years in a row. Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept. Visit AutoOwners.com to find an agent near you. Auto Owners. The no problem people.
For award information, visit JDPower.com.
Wow, dude, that net's huge. What do you think we're fishing for, a whale?
Nope, boat.
Play Catch a Boat, the online fishing game where one lucky person will win a brand new Stratus fishing boat, motor, and trailer, all provided by North American Fishing Club. Every day you play is another chance to win the boat or one of our great daily prizes. To start playing, Google Catch a Boat or visit TakeMeFishing.org. No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States, 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Promotion ends 1-10-11. For official rules and complete details, visit TakeMeFishing.org.
Can you guess what that sound is? Let me help you out.
It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
I'm back, Doug and Daddy's show, Sumter Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and Kearney 1550 in Hastings. I want to remind you, Godfather's Pizza's got the buffet going on day and night. Godfather's Pizza's where it's at. It's in the Archway Plaza right next to Eileen's Cookies, right in the corner. 308-234-9444 for delivery. Maybe you're looking for Siesta Sunday, large taco pie, only $13.99. Come down and join the family. Godfather's Pizza, their specials every day of the week. Thirsty Thursday, free medium-sized drink with buffet purchase, free two-liter with $20 purchase. They've got it all day and all night. Plus, the Crane Game's waiting for the kids' entertainment. The kids can do it. Big Daddy can't lately. That's been the theme when we've been up there. Family Friday nights. Buy any jumbo pie, two-liter, free. Breadsticks, monkey bread, free. They're competent at all. Godfather's Pizza, the Archway Plaza, 222 West 42nd Street in Kearney. Merritt, we got a couple emails to get to. One says, hey, guys, who has a call on TV for the Holiday Bowl? Is it Craig James and his partner since they're already in San Diego? I watched the game last night. I didn't. Maybe Craig James was on the call. No, Greg, who is that?
We've got Chris Fowler with the play-by-play, Todd Blackledge, and handle the sideline duties, none other than Aaron Andrews.
The lovely
Aaron Andrews.
Yeah, so there you go. And
that'll be good. That'll be interesting to hear Fowler do a game.
Yeah, he's one of the best, I think, certainly. If you had to pick, that's a pretty good
career. And he doesn't do what he did the Thursday night games.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Hey, Daddy, hope you get your catfish bait from Santa. Speaking of catfish bait, does the Ohio State thing have a strong smell like shad strips? Tom and Hastings. Yeah, Tom, that whole deal stinks pretty good. I'm sure there's some big appeals process. I would be surprised if you see Terrell Pryor. I got to be honest. If the CBA clears up, I think the guy's gone to the NFL, and I think Nebraska won't have to worry about him being the first team they face, but that's a... Fast Willie chimes in and says, Jimmy Clausen is really good. I have no idea why the Panthers would draft Andrew Luck. That was brutal last night, watching the Pittsburgh defense destroy them. That was not a pretty game at all. Not a pretty game at all, but oh well.
You don't think Jimmy's going to be in the league very long?
It just looks ugly. First of all, he's running for his life, so... Not getting a whole lot of help out there, but he wasn't good. The Steelers are a pretty good team. Doug may want to take back everything he said about the Steelers real soon because that defense, and they get Polamalu, who wasn't even out there last night. They're flying around. That's something. Merritt, I'm going to give you four selections for the weekend. First off, I'm going to take the Philadelphia Eagles, and I never lay 14 points in an NFL game, but I do against the Minnesota Vikings and Joe Webb. Even if Brett Favre plays, he won't play for long. He's going to continue to get knocked out. I'd lay the 14 points to the Philadelphia Eagles. I'll take the Bills at home plus.
I'm a Vikings fan, and I'll go with you on that one.
They're just in disarray right now. I'm going to take the Bills plus 9 with the New England Patriots. They're at home, plus Derek called in today. I appreciate that phone call. Bills are playing much better football. I think they're better than a 9-point dog at home. The Cleveland Browns at home. 3.5-point home dog, the Baltimore Ravens coming off a monster performance versus the Saints. I will take those 3.5 points. I'll take the Cleveland Browns. And the last one, give me Tom Cable and the Oakland Raiders. Plus 3 versus the Indianapolis Colts. In recap, the Philadelphia Eagles, the Buffalo Bills, the Cleveland Browns, and the Oakland Raiders are my four selections. Now, Merritt, you've composed something for us.
Well, it's getting close to the end of the year, and you look back on the end of the year, and look, what was your greatest accomplishment in this year, Daddy?
Well, the volleyball.
Of course. So we got to end. We give you a Christmas surprise of the volleyball showdown.
All right, buddy. Hit it.
This is how it all started. Nebraska did not serve the ball well last night against Texas.
Yeah, I'll come to your school and hit 50 of them in a row in.
Serve 50 straight volleyballs inbounds regulation court.
It's a 40 by 40 square.
I have heard from Kearney Catholic coach Chris Conn. We're coming to Kearney Catholic next week, and we're doing this.
Tonight is the night. Will Daddy be able to win the volleyball challenge, or will Doug once again get another lunch from the big guy? And welcome to Cope Gymnasium, folks. I'm Merritt Lawson, and I'm bringing you live coverage of Daddy's volleyball challenge. I believe right now Doug is trying to psych up the big guy before he goes out for the challenge. Let's listen in.
Probably saying to yourselves, hey, I'm going to go out and I'm going to get the world by the tail and wrap it around and pull it down and put it in my pocket. Well, I'm here to tell you that you're probably going to find out as you go out there that you're not going to amount to jack squat.
Daddy is about to take the floor, so let's send it to our public address announcer.
Receiving a thunderous ovation as he emerged from the tunnel. Went on the floor and erupted.
Thanks, Mark. It looks like the big guy is about to start serving, so let's listen into some crowd reaction as we start counting them up. Yeah, we can't possibly hit 50, right?
1, 2, 3, 4.
It is impossible!
30 is a magical number.
He might do this.
That's amazing.
So I guess we start counting down. Honestly, folks, I wasn't prepared for this.
He scores! The man with the golden gun, back at 50!
And Big Daddy has done it. Daddy, how do you feel?
Well, first of all, I want to thank everybody in my hood. Thank the Worldwide Warriors, Rockfell, my wife, Tim Shep, my family, my kids, everybody. I definitely want to thank my doctor, Dr. Sandy, my psychiatrist. She really helped me relax a lot. Thank you so much. It's so difficult to play. All this, there's so much commotion going on in the playoffs, and she helped me relax. I thank you so much.
Where are you going to go?
I'm going to Disney World.
Were you surprised that you were able to do this?
Well, here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence, and nobody can hang with my stuff. You know, I'm just a big, hairy American winning machine.
Well, enjoy the win, Big Daddy. Well, that about wraps it up here at Cope Gymnasium. We thank Kearney Catholic for all they did for the Big Daddy at this volleyball competition. Well, let's send it back to the studio.
This will be the perfect moment to do a recap!
Oh, and Doug?
If you refuse to pay our athletes,
we'll come find you
and squeeze it out of you like a tube of toothpaste.
That was a month ago.
Wow.
A month and a half ago.
I did get a call about that like 2 days ago asking how far you got. So.
Yeah, the word got out on the street.
How far did you get?
I got to 50. I dominated it. One after another.
Something about you and a ball and scoring, right?
Did like to score. I realized at an early age that is how you got your name in the paper. It wasn't on the defensive end.
As long as the ball was in your hands.
There you go. Well, there's a shade that we got. Merritt, where do you go for Christmas?
I'm going up to Grand Island on Sunday.
Grand Island. You get just right here in the...
I just stick right here.
That's a good place to stick. You and...
Home for the holidays.
Like me and my brothers, we like have slap fights. You and Denny mix it up and have slap fights or anything?
Yeah, it's possible.
That's good. Do the boys have slap fights?
They've been. My wife just dreads this 2 weeks that
they're home.
They're home.
What do they get? Everything
That's
they
the
want.
That's the holiday spirit, honey.
What's Charlie's? Charlie
had a birthday yesterday, actually.
Ooh.
Yeah, turned the big 7. You know, they're pretty easy to please. Their lists are long, but, you know.
I got to be honest, Santa Claus missed the boys at the country club.
Yeah, I think we were all out of town, going in different directions. I've got, you know, between kids playing hockey and starting basketball and everything else.
It's either baseball, no. Soccer, hockey. I mean, there's something going on. But hey, we hope everybody has a very, very Merry Christmas. We appreciate Greg Shea for sitting in with us today while Doug was gone.
Hey,
thanks,
appreciate
buddy.
It. Merry Christmas to you guys.
We want to thank Rustin Dodd from the Kansas City Star for joining us. I want to thank our producer, Merritt, for this whole year of putting up with Doug and I, and mostly Doug, because that's a bigger challenge than most people realize. But we want you to have a very Merry Christmas. So stay safe out there. You know, we're going to be back on Monday.
Holiday basketball tournament's going on.
Yeah, we got holiday basketball tournaments going on. The bowl season really kicks off. Last week, did we separate anybody last night in the bowl deal?
We got a couple people that are 3-0, including Doug, which pains me to say it. We got some makeup to do, Tony. We only got one right so far.
All right, well, we're going to come back Monday. We're going to start bowl week. We're going to be ready to go. You got Hawaii and who's Hawaii play? Hawaii and Tulsa. Yeah, it should be a great football game. Hawaii is going to blow the doors off of that team. So we'll look for a really close game and probably Tulsa winning that. We'll see.
That's
you.
What I want.
We'll see you Monday, Doug and Daddy Show. Merry Christmas.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.